The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, April 21st, 2023. So glad to have you on board. Always exciting news going on here on the show. And I want to thank George from Canada for calling up and giving us a little heads up on that. I'm sorry we didn't have enough time to get a response out of everything that Mike in Alaska was saying, but I'm glad that, you know, we cleared that up. You know, there is so much stuff going on that we need to be aware of, and this is one of the reasons why, you know, we try to get the truth out. And in order to be able to get the truth out, you have to be willing to stand up for what you believe in. This is important. And you heard what George said about when you become awake, you know, you can become awake when the black SUVs roll up at your door. You can become awake when they take you. You can become awake when they put you on the train, and you can become awake when they drop you off at the gate. And by the time they get you in the shower, it'll be too late to wake up. You won't be waking up. So understand that, you know, we each have our own internal battle mentally that we're trying to fight. But the idea is when you have the truth, it will set you free. I think the good book even says that. And so one of the things that, you know, we try to strive to do is to keep the show on the air so that we can have people like George and other commentators come on here and stimulate the mind. You need to understand the truth is very important. You have the ability. God gave you a sound mind. You have the ability to reach out and touch other people. You have the ability to react. You have the ability also to be proactive. And one of the ways to be proactive is buying a satellite dish from Rick Satellite USA. That way you are always monitoring what is going on without the government knowing about it. Unless you plug into the internet, if you're going to do something like that, then expect you're going to be monitored. The internet, we believe, was created for the specific purpose of monitoring everybody's thought processes so they could mold them. That's obvious. That's what's going on. So, you know, we are very happy that RickSatelliteUSA.com and Rick Kaler is with us. And I got to thank you for everybody that submitted letters for both this dish that we're going to – this is a donated dish, by the way. Stuart. Our callers and our listeners care so much that they're donating money to buy the satellite dishes that we're giving away here on the show. Yes. And you know, you don't have to. If you buy one of these systems, you don't ever have to pay a fee ever thereafter. So this is a good thing. Rick Kaler, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hi, good morning, Dave. Thank you again for having me on your show on Feel Good Friday. I'd also like to say hi to Kathleen. Thank you so much for asking me to be on the show with Dave. Hi, Jay at the Power Mall, where I see that Jay apparently has pulled some strings and is offering 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship orders. Is that right?
That is actually correct, sir.
Oh, man. Well, it's so good to be on Feel Good Friday, and we'll add in Free Satellite System Friday, just like we used to do with Joyce for several years. And it's so exciting, like you said, to have a listener that feels they got so much out of their system that they wanted to pay forward and donate a system and see it go to a Power Hour listener and a Power Hour supporter and possibly a veteran if possible. So it's just fantastic to have this platform where you go out every day and put yourself on the line. And I love listening to you talk and calling it the way it is. We need your voice out there. We need the Power Hour. It's a special show. Let's do all we can to support this show. Let's get satellite systems out there any way we can to get people listening to the Power Hour. Tell your friends, and let's make this Feel Good Friday, Free Satellite System Friday, a very special Friday. And for this last hour of this great show, let's have a good time and feel good about what's going on. And thank you, Dave, so much.
Well, we appreciate your Rick, too, because, I mean, you're the one that has these satellite dish systems that make the Power Hour available to people through Globalstar. And this is whether or not the internet goes down. That's always a possibility, folks. And see, by having a satellite system, if you are listening to us on the internet, by having the satellite system and the internet goes down, you still can listen to the Power Hour, because the fact of the matter is the internet would go down if somebody intentionally took it down or if the power went out. And the thing is that some of us here are on generators where we have the ability to continue to broadcast. So understand that, you know, unless they take out the satellite, then, you know, all hell is broken loose. And you better be prepared, because you just don't know what's going to happen at that point. You'll be on guard 24/7 on your locale. But, the beauty is, in the meantime, if you don't want the government monitoring your internet communications, you need to get a Rick satellite. And that's one of the reasons why Rick's on the show here. I wanted to talk about the fact that we have selected a winner for our first satellite dish system from RickSatelliteUSA.com. And see, all you had to do was send in a letter or a memo or an email at support@thepowerhour.com telling us why you believe you'd be a good recipient for a satellite. So what I want to do right now is read the letter for the person who is winning our first system, so you can understand the nature of why we're being selective about it. And the thing is we're not, I don't think we're going to stop doing this, folks. I really don't. We have a second dish we're going to be giving away on May 5th. And you just don't know about the future. I mean, this is so cool, because we're giving people the opportunity that have had a hard time. And, you know, if you have a hard time on shortwave because the signal's a little sketchy, you need to get one of these Globalstar systems that you can pipe in and listen to us on the show from RickSatelliteUSA.com.
What a plug, Dave. I'm going to donate another system to the Power Hour right now for the third giveaway. We're ready. Let's keep this going. Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
I'm just a person lucky enough to be in the position to try to help do this. I couldn't be here without you.
I know that, but you know what? Chills just went down my spine when you did that.
God bless you. These systems, they actually can be life-changing for people. Some of them have gotten rid of their TVs 20 years ago. They're tired of hearing and seeing the trash coming over the airwaves. I never knew what my dad was talking about, a Baptist preacher raising three boys in a Bible store, having one little black and white TV that we were only allowed to turn on at certain times because it was the boob tube, the one-eyed monster. I remember all of that so much, and gosh, it's just so neat. This can really do some good for some folks, and it gives you a way to listen to the Power Hour and some other great patriot, conservative, natural health shows that are on the Globalstar network that Todd Waite puts up. God bless you, Todd Waite. We appreciate you too, and
sure the
Republic
do.
Broadcasting Network and several others. But together, to allow me to team up with somebody like you, Dave, and what a history you have, and the Power Hour again, after being with Joyce for almost 15 years and doing over 125 system giveaways. Some I'd donate, the Power Hour would donate some, and the listeners would donate a lot. It was just an amazing thing, and I would just love to see this happen again and have some of those special feel-good moments live on the air when we give a system away to somebody that really deserves it.
I know it, and I'll tell you what, I'm just really excited about reading this letter that we picked for today's winner. Now, if this isn't your letter, don't despair. We
That's
have
right.
your letters. We have your letters in the queue. And if you send them in once, you don't need to send them in again. You just tell us we're going to keep those letters and we're going to keep picking from the letters you send in. And I love the fact that, Rick, you're giving away a third system, but we're going to give away our first one right now. Here's the letter that was decided upon. It says, Dear Power Hour team, I am writing to express my interest in being considered for the satellite system giveaway that was recently announced on your show. I have been a dedicated listener of the Power Hour for quite some time, and I am thrilled to have this opportunity to potentially win a satellite system. I am a 64-year-old disabled veteran who is building a cabin in the Adirondack Mountains and financing this check-to-check completely off the grid. I believe that a satellite system would greatly enhance my quality of life. Overall, having a satellite system would be a luxury that I never thought would be within my reach. I am excited about the endless possibility. I am confident that I would make the most of this opportunity and would be a deserving recipient of the satellite system giveaway. I appreciate your consideration and thank you for your continued dedication to keeping your listeners informed and empowered. And from my understanding, this gentleman is a very good supporter of the show and has placed many orders with us at the Power Mall. And I can't, and besides, he's a veteran. And I, you mentioned that at the beginning of the show,
yes.
Rick. And
Lee's Joyce, yes, immensely, yes.
I know it. It would. God bless you for everything that you're doing involved in this. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to let you announce who the winner is.
Okay, I was able to talk to a few folks yesterday, and the main thing we want to do is make for sure they can use the system. And I talked to this gentleman, and his name is Stuart Wilcox. Stuart, are you there?
Hello.
Amen, my brother. What do you think? You're the winner.
Hallelujah.
What do you think, Stuart?
Oh, and the Lord provides, correct?
He sure does.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, and sometimes it takes a team of people, starting with Joyce Riley, Dave Krieger. How about this anonymous donation from a wonderful person in West Virginia? I'm going to spill the state. A wonderful person in West Virginia. I can't give the name, and I want to, but Stuart, I hope you'll like the system. We talked to you about it. It sounds like you have a clear view. It's really important when we find somebody to give these systems to make for sure they can use them. And we talked about the location and that you'll have a clear view of the sky so you'll be able to mount it. You'll have electricity to be able to power it. The receiver will pull about 5 volts. You'll have to have it connected to a TV to initially aim it in. That's going to draw more power. So if you're off the grid, running the TV would be the most consumption. So you might even consider putting it on a little FM transmitter, which is something we can talk about at another time. But Stuart, with what you know about this system, what do you think?
Well, I think I'm going to have some fun.
I love it.
I'm definitely going to have some fun with it because you guys in the morning, you guys, the Power Hour is my window to the world. When I wake up at 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and turn you on at 8, you guys are my window because all I have is my shortwave up there in the Adirondack.
How's your shortwave reception there?
My shortwave radio reception is actually good.
Good, good. Okay, we're glad to hear that. We used to have a giveaway. I remember one time Joyce was ringing, the phone was ringing, and we were hoping he was going to pick up, so we'd give it away live on the air, and the guy was running outside so he could hold his little antenna in the air to get the best signal he could so he could hear the show on the shortwave, and it changed his life forever. So anyhow, I'm so excited for you, Stuart, and all right. Well, we'll help you however we can. The dish is going to come to you by FedEx. The rest of the equipment is going to come in one box from me. I'll talk to you about where we're going to ship it to. I'll get the shipping address from you. I'll give you a call after the show if that's okay.
All right. Well, I have an extra added bonus. You know, since I'm visiting family in Salt Lake, I can drive right to Springfield and pick it up personally on my way back to New York.
Okay, I'm in Blue Springs, Missouri myself, so I'm about 150 miles away from Springfield.
Either way, it would be on my way to travel back to New York, and it would be my pleasure. That would be my pleasure to stop by and see everybody and pick up the satellite dish.
Wait a minute. Stuart, if you show up at Rick's door, I want you guys to take a picture together so we can put it on our website.
Absolutely.
I'll have my wife with me. I have my wife with me and my two dogs, my favorite dogs, because I have them right now. But it's Feel Good Friday. What a great way to end the week. We have so much heartbreaking. So much hard news during the week, and let's go into the weekend feeling really good. And Dave, keep us all abreast of what's going on. And Stuart, congratulations. I will work with you to make sure you get this up and get everything out of it that you can.
Yep, and we would like to hear how it's performing once you get that thing up and running, Stuart, so you can call the show. Yeah, you bet. We want to know just how crystal clear that signal is. Wow.
No, and I will let you know.
Congratulations, Stuart. We appreciate it, and God bless you, man. I'm glad that we're able to help you out, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you. Truly is it a good feel good Friday.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. And Rick Kaler, I'm telling you, I just can't say enough good things. I'm telling you. Now you're giving away a third system. You folks, you got to be excited about this because, see, you don't have to worry. You're going to have one of these systems here. Shortwave will be an afterthought because you'll be able to chime directly into the satellite. So you won't have to worry. The whole idea is to get those letters in and let us know why you'd be a good recipient of a Rick Satellite system. The website is ricksatelliteusa.com. If you have any questions at all about whether you would be a good candidate for one of these things, you might want to visit the website if you have the ability. If you don't have internet, go to the library and go to the internet at the library and type it in, ricksatelliteusa.com, and read what Rick's got on there and how it works. And then you can, while you're there, see if you can get on the email and send us an email at support@thepowerhour.com, because then you don't have to spend the 66 cents for a first-class postage stamp, but you can. It's P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And we will put you in the list for the drawing to give away the satellite system. The next one is May 5th, and after that, we've got a third one to give away. I mean, I'm getting excited here. This is definitely going to work. But the thing is, you want to stay plugged in because we also carry a lot of international shows on. We've talked about this before when Rick's been on the show. We carry international shows. It may be that if something goes wrong and you have access to the satellite and you have access to electricity, that you are going to be able to hear news from around the world about what is happening over there in other parts of the world that is going to tune you in, because they may have news about America that we can't get here. And so you need to be in the know. And this is one of the most important things. I can't emphasize enough.
Wow, Dave. It just rolls off your tongue just so easy. You're just amazing with your words. It's a fantastic thing to be able to do. I'm so happy to be a part of the Power Hour. I'm just a small piece in this.
Rick, don't.
We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without the Power Hour.
God get fulfilling it. God bless you for that.
It's the Power Hour team. We're all going to make it happen together. You're making a difference. I'd love to be a part to help try and make a small difference from our little part of the world. We'd love to enhance individuals' lives better if we have the possibility with the system. We think it has really strong merit. I remember my father. He wasn't too keen about me getting into satellite because he knows how the devil uses the airwaves to get his messages across. Well, what I've learned as I've grown up is we have to use the airwaves as well and fight back. And you're doing a great job. And listeners, one of you listening right now could be the very next winner of the Rick Satellite Power Hour Global Star Satellite System.
Yeah, don't give up. You know, just because we gave away one doesn't mean it's over. Oh, it's far from over, folks. You need to get those letters in or emails and let us know why you deserve a system. And your name goes in the hopper. You only have to do it one time because we have a whole bunch of different letters. And Rick, see, he even takes the time, and make sure you put your phone number in there. He even takes the time to find out whether or not this system will actually work for you. If you've got a clear view or you have a way to mount it, we want to make sure that you get the best reception possible. This is what Rick is all about. This is why you have a satellite dish. And again, you do not have to worry about the government listening in to every little thing you're doing unless you connect it to the internet. So understand that this is the concept. This is about staying informed and not being molested by a government that's got nefarious ideas in their head. We don't want them to kill freedom of speech. We need that, because if freedom of speech goes away, we're done. we're toast. End of story. So we got to keep doing this. This is our mission. Rick Kaler, thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you. And everybody that's listening, we could not do this without the Power Hour or thepowermall.com. Support thepowermall.com. They got a special sale going on. It's almost over. 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship orders. They've got some great stuff. I've started doing a lot of juicing lately. I need to get some more fruits. Cleanser. I'm going to give Jay a call right after we get off the air. After I call Stuart.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations once again, Stuart. God bless you too, sir. You're our first winner.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, Stuart. I'll be giving you a call. I'll get your address and such, and we send all the instructions along. We program the receiver before we ship it out. We put the English TV stations at the top of the list. We put the Power Hour station, the Global Star Network, as channel number one on the radio list. So if you want, you can put it on channel one on the radio side and break off the knob if it had one.
And thank you, Todd Wade, for coordinating all of this stuff, too, because you're bringing the callers in and helping us with this broadcast. We can't thank you enough. And that's really key important. I'm glad you mentioned it earlier on the show, Rick, because, see, we don't give our producer, Catherine, who also helps immensely putting the show together. She's up at the crack of dawn with me. So, you know, you can appreciate what it takes to put one of these things together. And she's been doing it since 2009. So.
It's a
lot
of work.
God bless you, too. It is.
A lot of effort. And Todd, I know you get up so early and you stay up so late. And then the things that have hit you recently with the cost of satellite time. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. Of all the methods of signal delivery that you use for the Power Hour, the satellite time has got to be the most expensive. So, again, to keep these system giveaways going, support the Power Mall. We need that more than anything. Listen to the Power Hour. And just, I got to say it again, God bless you all. Thanks for the opportunity. It's just fantastic.
Well, thank you, Rick, and thank you, Stuart. And we appreciate it. Once again, God bless you, and thank you for joining us this morning and giving away that satellite dish. We'll talk to you again on May 5th. That's just right around the corner.
And Stuart, and Stuart will sure be anxious to hear from you after you get the system and get a chance to get it installed. And if you need any help with the aiming in or any questions, of course, we're here to help you with that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be picking your brain when I see you in person, too.
I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
Sounds
good. Again. I made a lot of great friends with the Power Hour. Let's see. I've got a ladle here from one customer. I've got a painting from another customer. Just a beautiful landscape. He just sent it to me out of the, you know, feeling good. This is what he does. I got several little momentums like that. Of course, I have my Lord's Prayer that I got from Joyce Riley right here with me this morning, as always. And it's just another great day to be on the air. And I'd like to say, keep your eyes on the sky. And it's another great day to be alive.
Thank you, Rick Kaler. I appreciate that. RickSatelliteUSA.com. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. And just have a blessed day. We appreciate that. And folks, just because, your name wasn't called doesn't mean you're not still in the drawing, right? You still are. If you send a letter in, you're in for consideration. We're giving these away, and basically it's, you know, I'd like to get every single one of you that wrote a letter in here. System, you just never know. The Lord willing, you know, we have people that donate these systems, and the more people that reach out and donate, the better off we are, because it just, you know, you're sharing the love and sharing the wealth, and it's a good thing. And this is not a welfare case kind of thing. This is the ability to share with people who are in need. People, you have the ability to communicate. Now imagine what Stuart's going to be telling his family. Imagine that. He just won a satellite dish because he listens to this show. Understand the power of communication, especially with your family. It gives you a reason to open the door. We have so much divisiveness in families going on right now in the United States of America. And sadly, the hardest thing that you're going to have to do as a communicator, in other words, somebody who listens to the show that understands how important communication is, the hardest thing for you to do is to open that door and to get your family member to understand that you love them, and that you understand why they're upset, and that you completely get it, but you've heard so much truth, you are obligated by the word of God to share the truth with them. And if they choose to continue to behave that way, it's not their time to accept the truth. It just isn't. There is going to come a time. There will. Every person is given the opportunity. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. Remember that. Because at some point in time in the future, the truth is going to come out and people are going to have to, they're going to be given an opportunity to receive it. And if they don't, there's nothing you can do to help them. And you have to go on and be a witness to the next person that God destines you to meet. That's the most important thing to understand right now. Back to the news, because we have a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour break. Then we're going to take news and your phone calls afterwards. An author of a now debunked public statement from 51 intelligence officials casting doubt on the bombshell Hunter Biden laptop story revealed this month to Congress that Antony Blinken, then a senior advisor to the Biden campaign, was impetus for the statement. Former CIA acting director Michael Morell testified to the House Judiciary Committee on April 4th that now Secretary of State Blinken called him about the laptop story just days after the New York Post published it, and that the call triggered Morell to draft the statement. So in other words, there was an all-out effort by the government to discredit and push the Hunter Biden laptop story to the back burner, so we would not be paying attention to it, so they could fool America into voting for this alleged administration, which, by the way, many of its administrative members have been served with a quo warranto. They have to prove they are legitimate and that they took the oath of office. If they didn't, then they've committed treason against the United States of America. Understand, that's a pretty deep accusation. Because treason, you know how they punish. Yeah, like I said, it's pretty serious. Unfortunately for the House Judiciary Committee, because we were talking about them here in this last article, the appeals court, Second Circuit Court of Appeals, issued a temporary administrative hold yesterday on the return date of the subpoena to Mark Pomerantz, a former prosecutor at Alvin Bragg's office. Yep. So now that's on hold. That Pomerantz does not have to show up and appear before Jim Jordan and company to testify exactly how political this was in indicting a former president and what his involvement was in it. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals now just interfered with that process. An Arizona judge has rejected State Attorney General Chris Mace's attempt to terminate an agreement between Cochise County and the county recorder in a Thursday ruling. See, more interference with the election? Maybe, maybe not, maybe so. You can read about it on our email blast when it comes to you. If you get it, you should subscribe, really. You're missing out on a lot if you don't. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after these important words from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
I am not a crook.
Power to the people.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Power to the people.
Yeah, we're just giving it away, aren't we? Yeah.
Power to the people.
Thank you so much. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, April 21st, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for tuning in for this last segment of the show. I do want to remind you, next week's guests include Clay Clark, as well as Joel Skousen. I told you I was going to do an interview with him, and we did, and boy, does he have some shocking news. If you are not subscribing to worldaffairsbrief.com, you should be, because he's one geopoliticist I would definitely be paying attention to if you want to find out the truth, because he's been at this for 40 years now. And see, you know, these elderly, the senior statesmen, the people out there that are studying all of this, and understand what's going on based on our past history. No, they're in the know. And you really need to dial into that interview that we will be having next week here on the show. More news, of course, in your phone calls. 877-817-9829 is the number for the Power Mall. And they are open and answering phones right now for those of you that want to call up and get your orders in. Then, of course, you know, we have our phone number out here. And you can call the show. You know what that is. We have a story on our email blast, in-depth, looking at a Trump-Biden rematch in 2024. What makes him so sure? See, the news media puts this stuff out, claiming that one thing that's remarkable about this election cycle is the many events that are under normal circumstances would be defining. And, of course, now we have, you know, Biden, who hasn't announced yet, Trump, who's been indicted, and arrested and fingerprinted and appeared at arraignment and asked to show up December 4th for a motions hearing just because the judge can make him do that. See, our justice system is a little weird at times. Then you have Vivek Ramaswamy, talks a good game. And now Larry Elder on the Republican side, who I said I financially supported when he was running for governor of California against Newsom. Of course, we know how the elections get a little crazy out there, don't we? You want to talk about ballot harvesting and all sorts of other chicanery going on? Yeah, it's happening in all 50 states. We just, you got to get a pulse on it. It's got to happen locally, folks. You've got to pay attention to what's going on locally in order to see justice really and truly served. Because, I mean, look at what's going on in Arizona right now. I mean, they're fighting literally still over the 2022 midterm elections and the results there. MyPillow, the CEO, according to the news media, has to make good on his $5 million promise to prove Mike wrong, election fraud challenge, which leads to an arbitration win for the claimant. Lindell got on the media, of course, and made a $5 million challenge to anybody who could disprove his election fraud data. According to an arbitration panel, which ruled on Wednesday, the panel directed Lindell's company, Lindell Management, to pay $5 million to computer forensics expert Robert Zeidman. According to the Washington Post, they made a terribly wrong decision. This will be going to court, Lindell said in a text to the Post. He apparently feels like Robert Zeidman, who claims that he actually figured out that what Lindell had was wrong. And he says, no, you're wrong, and I'm going to show you in court why you're wrong. So this is going to court. Yeah, they just won't leave tit for tat alone, will they? It just, you know, they want to keep this in everybody's brain. We are being drawn away from the things that are most important to us, which is our day-to-day living and preparations for what is to come. This is why we have the truth. This is why we have the show. This is why you're going to want to listen to that Skousen interview. I swear to God, as God is my witness, you're going to want to listen to that show next week when we put it on, because he's got some eyeball-popping information for you. You're going to want to hear the show. I swear you are going to want to hear it. You're going to want to share it with your friends. I mean, hair stands up on the back of my neck when this guy opens his mouth and starts predicting what is to come. And I don't think he's off base with this, with his, what he's got to say. You're going to want to hear it. Craig in Michigan, you're on. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I woke up to snow yesterday morning. And
was it real snow, Craig? Craig, was it real or artificial snow?
It was almost like fine hail. Who could tell anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But even with that, I ended up pulling two ticks off of my dog. Oh. I found three since last Saturday. They're dropping them out of the sky.
Now, let me ask you this, Craig, do you ever take them into the vet to have them tested to see what they are, if they have anything harmful in them, like Lyme disease or whatever?
They won't do that.
No.
They won't do that. I have a small 3-inch test tube that is absolutely totally full of ticks for the last 3 years. I pulled out of us or off of us 165, I think, last year.
Oh my.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not the reason I called.
Thanks for the enlightenment. You're up in Michigan, so I mean that's a mind blower. 165.
Well, here's a little heads up, and this might be a good guest, okay?
There's
a woman that wrote a book. The book is called Bitten. Let me turn around here and get the full title.
All right.
You still with me?
I am. I'm writing this down. I'm making notes of this.
Okay. The book is called Bitten. Then the, I don't know what you would call it, underneath
subtitle.
It says the secret. Okay, thank you. A little foggy. I've only had one cup of coffee. The secret history of Lyme disease and biological weapons. The woman's name, the author, is Chris, with a K, K-R-I-S, Newby, N-E-W-B-Y. I was reading it again last night, and it's more and more chilling every time I read it. But anyway, I wanted, that's just show tip, okay? The other thing is, those were not Saudis dancing up and down when the towers were going down. Those were so-called Israeli so-called art students who were filming the whole thing from a rooftop. They were then, somebody turned them in, and they were pulled over. I don't know if it was which Lincoln Tunnel or one of these tunnels or whatever. They were held for so many days and then let go. But they knew enough to have a camera up there and then started high-fiving and, you know, well, whatever.
I get it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I think the Saudis are like an intermediate player. It was something between the CIA and the Mossad.
Well, see, that's why I brought Mossad up when George was talking about that in the last hour, because my understanding is that Mossad had potential involvement in this. And so, you know, I mean, you got MI6, you got Mossad, you got all CIA,
The guys that were supposedly Saudis down in Florida taking the flying
flight
lessons.
Flight Safety International,
in a Cessna, so you can fly a 727 or something. Come on, give me a break here. I have no idea how many books I've heard. I don't know how many interviews. And that's the conclusion everybody comes to. The one guy, he was an author, wrote many books. His name was Victor Thorne. He wrote a very good book on it. And when he was halfway through a book about Hillary Clinton, halfway through the book, he just decides to go up and kill himself.
Oh my.
So anyway, you know, I mean, that kind of attests to his validity or whatever you want to, you know.
Well, no, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody who is over the target is going to catch flack. And this is the thing, the closer you get, which is why, you know, we had one of our callers in the last hour say, we need to get Richard Gage back on the show. He's one of my favorite guys because, see, the thing is you can't argue with science, especially when it comes to how you demolish buildings. So we understand. Physics. We get it. Yeah. He didn't miss a trick.
Yeah. It's amazing how people just still don't see it.
Imagine what happens. Now, you're going to listen to Joel Skousen next week because he's going to talk about what's going to happen to our military in the coming days. He's going to talk about it on the show, what's going to happen to our military, and it's not a pretty picture. So
between the injections and the woke and everything, you can kiss the military goodbye.
Yeah, well, it's going to get worse than that. So you'd need to listen to the show. I appreciate your call, Craig.
Look at what's his name there, Millie, and all these other clowns.
Yeah, thoroughly modern Millie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Just never forget Benedict Arnold wore the uniform too.
That's right. Wow, good point. Good point. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you chiming in this morning for your call and everything. Trudy in Virginia, haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Dave. And you're sort of blessed that you don't hear from me because last time I called, I didn't know you had a guest on, so you covered me well with me not really knowing what to say. And my husband said, well, you could have just said, oh, I'll call back later. But anyhow, I've got some information for your callers. There is a fella that got bit by a poisonous snake, copperhead, I guess. Well,
right.
My husband was bit by one a few years back when he was putting hay in the hay feeder for the goats. Copperhead jumped out and bit him right below his eye. And I was in the milk parlor milking the goat, and I heard a holler, and then I couldn't do much. Well, he ran up to the house. He got the activated charcoal, you know, from John and Kim. I forget their last name, Charcoal House. And he just dampened it with some water and put it on his eye and sat there for quite a while with it, kept it damp, and he said it was the creepiest feeling. He could feel the pulling out. He was like millions of bugs. And he did that, and the only side effect he had from that was the next day he did have some swelling on that side of his face, and that was it.
Wow.
And see, yeah.
We got living clay as well that he could make a poultice out of and put that on afterwards to help continue to draw the toxins out.
Well, no, I like activated clay for detoxing, but I think the activated charcoal or the calcium bentonite clay, I think the activated charcoal is much better for insect bites, because I had a recluse bite on my thumb, and it took care of that within an hour. And the other thing is, yeah, my little dog, Charlie, oh, I miss Charlie, he... I wish I could, I miss him probably more than I do my husband, but anyhow.
Oh, Trudy.
Oh, come on, Dave. Well, you've been married 30 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Is it me as best friend, his dog? Anyhow.
Man's best friend, yeah, well, I don't know. my wife might take issue with that.
My husband's got a dog
sitting right down here behind me right now. So.
Yeah. Well, I got my husband a dog, Rose. It was our neighbor's, and he just fell in love with her, and I'm glad, because she doesn't get all emotional like I do. But anyhow, Charlie, he would eat anything and everything. Well, it was coccidiosis. He was, I hate to be so graphic, but he was blowing blood out of his behind, and we didn't know what to do for it. So our local feed store, an old-timer, Elvin, he said the old-timers told him, give him a raw egg, right? How many did we give him? Just a couple. And it cleared right up, right? It was amazing.
Wow. He was projectile.
Yeah, he was
projectile bleeding out of his bottom.
Yeah, projectile bleeding out of his bottom.
Yeah. It was coccidiosis.
Yeah, that's coccidiosis, and you know, chickens can get it. So you need to write this down, Dave, because this is stuff that's only passed by us. This information, because they're not going to put it in books.
No, obviously not. But I mean, I can get raw eggs too, because we have hens as well.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it, and we love you. And I got to talk to Joyce Riley once, and I was nervous. She called me back. I had trouble with Charlie again. Well, I vaccinated him terrible. So, but anyways, I don't do that anymore. But I called her, and in 3 days she called me back, and she told me to put him in calcium bentonite clay baths. And it really healed him. But I was so nervous talking to her, I had to pass her off to my husband.
Oh, my.
You don't have to be nervous.
You don't have to be nervous calling the show and talking to me. I don't bite. I think people have finally figured that out. I'm always open-minded about stuff. And I did, by the way, make notes of everything here. So I'm glad you called up with a solution to that, because people who... if it's a grid down situation, you can't get to a vet and this starts happening, folks, you need to know exactly what to do to treat it. And so, Trudy, God bless you, man, for calling and letting me know that. That's a good remedy.
All right. righty. God bless you and all the listeners. We got to pray for each other. Amen.
Yeah, we do. Got to pray for this country as well. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed weekend. And keep listening. Dial in next week to hear the Skousen interview. You're going to want to hear it. I swear, I've never pushed anything so hard in all my life. Clay Clark will be on, but Joel Skousen, that interview, we haven't talked to him a long time because he was on with Joyce, and he hadn't been on here for a long time. And so now I think he's going to be a regular on this show. And I need to be, we need to tap into those who are in the know as far as geopolitical events and what they mean and how to interpret and where they're going and how to prepare. All this is very important. So we appreciate that. Brady, have you called Catherine yet?
Yes, I did. I talked with her yesterday.
Oh, good. All right. So hopefully we can get you as a partner, maybe?
Yeah. She said she's going to get back with me later in the week. So.
All right. Good. So what's going on in Las Vegas? Lost wages.
Oh, we still got snow in the mountains. Yeah, kind of funny. This time of the year, 20 miles out at Lee Canyon, there's still snowing. Uh-huh. There's still snowing. People are skiing. It's kind of odd that global warming thing is kind of really strange this year, how it's really odd.
It is, isn't it?
And can you believe all the environmental damage and all the atmospheric damage the war in Ukraine has caused? All these derailments and oil spills. And isn't it kind of weird that all the people on the left side hasn't got up and protested against the war and all the stuff being blown up and all the people dying? You think about all the climate change and all the death that's occurred because of their policy of going after Russia, the supposed bad guy, but really he wasn't. And you had that guest on a little while ago talking about the ticks that were on him. Well, those ticks were, that was one of their experiments that they were working on in the Ukraine, along with the other 53 biolabs. Their goal with the biolabs in Ukraine was to kill any Slavic person, especially the Russians. But that's why they were doing all the experiments on the Ukrainian soldiers. But they were sending birds that were infected into Russia. And, you know, that's how they were getting the mRNA into them and trying to kill them for 20 years now. And it's just getting exposed. But you have our government that just denies the Seymour Hersh. When they blew up the pipelines there going into Germany, our government denies that they did it. And who's going to write history after this regime is done? Because everything that we bring up on the show here, the government denies 100%. So I'm wondering who's going to write history books in the future.
Yeah, good question. And I'm just wondering this latest thing, you know, we were talking about thoroughly modern Milley, the Joint of Chief Staff Chairman right now, and he's now predicting robot killing machines will be prowling the land, the skies, and the seas, fully automated, seeking out and engaging with adversarial robots across every domain of war. Well, if you tune into the Skousen interview next week, all that may come to a blinding end. So I can't stress it enough. I mean, we cover a lot of bases in the 23 minutes or so that this interview runs, and it's going to totally blow your mind. Did you know that Colorado is now showing in the crime reports that it's number one for violent crime among 22 most populous states because many victims aren't reporting? Believe it or not, more than twice the national average. It's number two in property crime victimizations. Just makes you want to move to a blue state, doesn't it? Wow. And of course, Andrew Gillum. I know you know that name. He's the one that ran against Ron DeSantis in the last gubernatorial election. Well, he's facing 17 counts of fraud and lying to the FBI during his 2018 campaign against the governor. And he was Tallahassee's mayor before he ran for governor. He was considered a rising star within the Democratic Party. He's now on trial in a federal court in Tallahassee. Prosecutors argued that during his run for governor, he committed fraud by using campaign funds to make various personal purchases. So stealing from your own campaign. I guess that's, you know, they're going to have a long road ahead in proving that. California Bill AB 659, watch that. If it's passed, It's going to require public college students under 26 to receive the human papillomavirus vaccine in order to attend school. Understand what I just said. HPV, Gardasil. You know how many girls, young girls, that screwed up when Governor Rick Perry of Texas ordered Texas girls to take that shot? Might have mRNA in it now. You never know. They're going to try to find any way they can to get it in you. Yeah. Well, we got so many things on the email blast coming at you that we're not able to cover in the show because we got so much other interesting information to put out there, including the vaccine-derived poliomyelitis, which has been responsible for infecting and paralyzing more people than the wild virus. Yeah, we got an article on that, and then how to deal with tiredness, about vegan safe vitamin B12, which you can get at the Power Mall. You need to stock up on these things. It's all good stuff. It's called Vegan Safe Vitamin B12 at the Power Mall. Shop with them today. We appreciate everybody dialing in, supporting us at the Power Mall and through our partners. Have a very good feel, good Friday, a blessed weekend. We will see you on Monday here at the Power Hour. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Dear God, please help us. Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Possession of, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.